Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the main evening news at 5:30. Coming up in this bulletin, today's main stories. Three men have been found not guilty of murdering journalist Lira McKee in Derry. Over €94,000 has been raised for a Kelly Beggs family of eight who lost all their belongings after their home was destroyed in a fire. Women in the Northwest are still unable to access medical abortion services at their local maternity hospitals, and unions for public sector workers are preparing potential industrial action ballots, they say, over a failure to establish new pay talks. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher has all the latest in sport at 6:15. August Turation and Nuke till they call him Ferriter. First in news, three men have been found not guilty of murdering journalist Lira McKee in Derry. She was shot dead while reporting in riots in April of 2019. 58-year-old Paul McIntyre of Kells Walk, Peter Kavanagh, who's 38, and of Mary Street, and 25-year-old Jordan Gareth Devine of Bishop Street, all in Derry, have been acquitted of a joint enterprise murder charge. Speaking outside Belfast Crown Court, Lira's sister, Nicola Corner, says they'll never stop searching for answers.
That we will not go down with this. This is not over. Lira said, if you're going to go down fighting. And I can tell you right now that every one of my family will. Because we do this for Lira. She deserves justice.
Women in the Northwest are still unable to access medical abortion services at their local maternity hospitals. A new HSE report shows just 1 in 10 GPs across the country have signed up to provide medical abortion care. The report, covering 2019 to 2025, comes shortly after the Dáil voted to remove the mandatory 3-day waiting period for medical abortions. It also shows that only 10 of Ireland's 19 maternity units provide that type of termination, with Letterkenny University Hospital and Sligo University Hospital not offering the service. The figures in the report show 46,861 pregnancies were terminated nationally between 2019 and the end of 2024. Over €94,000 has been raised for a Kelly Beggs family of eight who lost all their belongings after their home was destroyed in a fire on Thursday, June 26th. A GoFundMe for the Gattons family is set to close on July 11th as the €100,000 target draws closer. With more, here's Ryan Brawley.
Fergal Gattons is a member of the Kelly Beggs Fire Brigade. His home, he shares with his wife Niamh and their six children, aged between 10 and 24, was destroyed in a fire that left them with only the clothes on their back. The Donegal Firefighters Association has launched a fundraising campaign to help the family purchase essential supplies and get back on their feet. Within the first 5 days, the effort surpassed €90,000. The DFA has thanked everyone who has contributed so far and added that the fund will close at 9 a.m. on Saturday week. An update will be issued once the fundraiser is closed, along with a final total that will be handed over to the Gattons family.
Suspending the EU's trade agreement with Israel is up to individual member states, according to the President of the European Commission. Ursula von der Leyen has been in Cork with her team of European commissioners to meet the Irish Cabinet and discuss policy priorities for the next 6 months. Political correspondent Sean Defoe is there.
Ursula von der Leyen and her Cabinet of Commissioners have been in Cork to meet their Irish counterparts to discuss priorities for the next 6 months in one of the first major events of the Irish presidency. Israel and Palestine were on the agenda, with Foreign Affairs Minister Helen McEntee issuing this warning this morning.
We have a UN report, an independently verified report, that is now saying that the Israeli Defence Forces, that the Israeli government, are targeting children. Not prior to the ceasefire, but post the ceasefire. We all have to stand up and listen to this. We have to take action. We have to respond.
That was put to Ursula von der Leyen this afternoon when she was asked why the EU Commission was dragging its feet on targeting Israel with trade sanctions.
Perhaps to set the record straight, we are the world's largest provider of assistance to the Palestinian people, the largest. No one does more than us.
Minister McEntee said she would be working with colleagues in a bid to develop an EU-wide occupied territories bill which would cover goods and services. Sean Defoe at UCC.
A volunteer crew from Arranmore Oireannalai spent 13 hours at sea during a rescue operation on Wednesday. Just before 2:30 in the afternoon, the crew responded to a request for assistance from Malinhead Coast Guard after a boat with engine trouble was reported 13 miles northwest of Torrey Island, 5 people were on board. It was decided the safest option was to take the vessel under tow and bring it to harbour. Despite challenging conditions with force 7 winds gusting to force 9 and swells of up to 6 metres, the lifeboat crew safely towed the vessel to Burtonport Harbour, arriving at 3:15 in the morning. Oireann Alai has thanked the crew of the local fishing vessel, who remained at the scene until the casualty was safely under tow, as well as the volunteer life crew for their dedication throughout the lengthy operation. Following concerns over breast check waiting times raised at a meeting of the HSE Regional Health Forum, Milford councillor Declan Meehan has met with the service's national directors. Figures provided to councillor Meehan showed that 225 women in Donegal have been waiting more than 2 years for their first breast check screening. He also raised concerns about accessibility, with more than 40% of patients missing their initial screening appointment. Councillor Meehan believes a more flexible appointment system could help improve attendance rates.
Yeah, they were extremely receptive. It was a very productive meeting. One of the things that obviously I was highlighting was around accessibility and also communications from BreastCheck. So the way BreastCheck works is that people just receive a letter informing them of their appointment time. And what I have been pushing for and what I think would work better is for a partial booking system, so that people are told that their breast check is due and they're invited to contact breast check and choose the time that suits them. Now, breast check have said that they are trying to move towards that system over the coming years, but in the meantime, the existing system will remain in place. And one of their big concerns, and it's a concern I share, is that nationally, 40% of people don't turn up for their initial appointment, which is extremely high. And we know that some women will not attend breast check out of personal choice. Maybe that's out of fear sometimes, or just personal choice if they don't wish to attend or avail of screening. But for those that do, you know, their appointments lie empty. And also, it's very important that people who want to avail of breast check can check the register with their PPS number and their name and make sure that their details are correct, so that breast check have the correct details to contact them, informing them of their appointment.
Unions for public sector workers are preparing potential industrial action ballots, they say, over the failure to establish new pay talks. Last week, exploratory talks took place, but the Irish Congress of Trade Unions say it told government officials it didn't believe there was a viable basis for official discussions. The union also say pay has fallen behind prices and inflation. It's also denied setting preconditions for talks. ICTU says a pathway for talks remains, but it is warned there must be a serious approach to pay and living standards from the government side before progress can be made. It's not clear yet when any possible ballots for industrial action could start. People sharing images and videos of car crashes are causing more trauma for bereaved families. That's according to the Roared Victim Support Group in the North and Donegal, which is calling for Kiva's law to be implemented. It would make a criminal offence to share images or videos of victims at the scene of fatal or critical collisions without any lawful authority or the family's consent. Councillor Debbie Mullen is part of that group, and she says seeing the images sends people into overdrive.
And this isn't really about stopping legitimate journalism. It's about asking everyone, from the members of the public to the media organisations, to put compassion before clicks and dignity before engagement. Families deserve the opportunity to receive the worst news of their lives with privacy and respect, not through images circulating online. It's so hard to process this unimaginable trauma, never mind seeing images, because once we see those images, our mind starts to work overtime and we start to wonder, where was our loved one within that collision? Had they been sitting in a different seat in the car, or if the car had been in a different position, would they have had the catastrophic injuries that they did have, or would they have survived?
Simon Harris says there'll be an income tax package in the budget. The Taoiseach and Finance Minister says the entry point to higher rate of tax needs to be increased. He says the exact amount will be decided in the coming months.
I would like to see progress on that in the budgets ahead, because what I think that means is that if you do a bit of overtime, if you get a promotion, or indeed if your wages just rise, and thankfully wages are rising in the Irish economy, you don't want to see a situation where the taxman is taking a greater proportion of your income tax. So we'll decide the detail in the weeks ahead. Next step is to decide the size of the package this month in the summer economic statement. But I am positively disposed towards that idea of looking at the point at which you pay the higher rate of tax.
Donegal County Council has confirmed air quality monitoring equipment is to be installed close to the Garda station in Ballybuffet. The confirmation was given to members this week at a meeting of Leveridge Northern Municipal District. It's been welcomed by Cathaoirleach Councillor Patrick McGowan, who says a lot of the air pollution in the Twin Towns is caused by traffic which doesn't need to be there. He's hoping the availability of scientific evidence will help expedite the provision of the Twin Towns bypass under the 10T programme.
This is coming from a lot of the residents in the town, also the family wheelers, walking groups, and just people in general. Belfast has not been bypassed yet, so we're getting all the heavy and traffic. Because of the traffic jams and because of everything, they're slow moving. The engines are not working at their peak. They're sitting there turning over, start stopping, and just like you can see it and feel it in the town. And I was disappointed that where there's three or four monitors in the county, there's none in Belfast now. There was a temporary thing there, and that wasn't followed through on. But saying that now, that there was a two-year act, and that's cross-border money. So getting the commitment now that there will place one, and I think it will be in the Garda station at the very, very centre of the town. So we're looking at that. Like, and, you know, it's about air quality and people living and breathing it every day. You have two large secondary schools and all the other stuff that goes in the town, highly populated town, like, and stuff had to be done, like, and you know, the results then could kickstart the next thing and probably put pressure on to get the town bypassed.
The time is 5:42 here on Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher will be back with all the latest in sport after this short break. It's just coming up to 6:15 here on Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. Pico Lopez and Cape Verde are gearing up for the ultimate test at the FIFA World Cup tonight. They're up against the defending champions Argentina in Miami with a place in the last 16 on the line. Shamrock Rovers captain Pico Lopez says it's the best tie possible.
Feeling really good. I think we're still on a bit of that wave of obviously getting through the groups. Like, and when we found out our opponent's going to be Argentina, like, it's one of the best ties you could have asked for. Like, so it's one we're looking forward to. We're relishing, and just can't wait to get going. I think having the week break, it's just made it feel a bit longer. But look, we're trying to just conserve energy at the moment, do as much prep work as we can, and yeah, get ready for what I'm sure will be a cracker.
Kickoff between Argentina and Cape Verde is at 11 o'clock tonight, with Egypt and Australia meeting in Dallas at the earlier time of 8. Well, Jurgen Klopp is on course to become Germany's head coach after Julian Nagelsmann was forced out. He's paid the price for their World Cup exit to Paraguay, allowing the former Liverpool boss to have talks with governing body, the DFB. Sky Germany reporter Dennis Bayer says it would be a very popular appointment.
People in Germany talking about how good it would be if Jurgen Klopp would become the new national coach. And now it seems like it's going to happen. The DFB itself confirmed that they will talk with Jurgen Klopp.
Well, Finn Harps and Derry City are both at home in the SSE Airtricity League this evening. Harps play Wexford in the First Division at Finn Park without a win in their last six and are ahead of only Treaty United in the league standings. But with a special meeting on Sunday regarding a potential takeover by Filipino investor Freddy Gonzalez, former manager Anthony Gorman says it could be an exciting time for the young players at the club.
Certainly for the local boys, I think it'll be a positive. It'll certainly be a positive for them, because they'll be hoping to be part of this new exciting project. You know, so that'll be the main advantage for the players that's there at the minute. But from a playing point of view, takeovers and that, you know, they go to the back of your mind. They're so far removed from the football pitch. But certainly, like, the younger players, like Gavin McAteer and that, and the local boys, you know, it's an exciting challenge for them to be part of the club and where they hope to be in the next few years.
We'll have updates from that game with Jeremy Doherty from kickoff at 7:45 this evening. Ahead of tonight's game, Harps have announced the signing of 21-year-old attacker Bridal Busakani on loan from Drogheda United until the end of the season. In other First Division games, Cove host neighbours Cork City, Bray play Athlone Town and Treaty take on Kerry. In the Premier Division, Derry City got off to a winning start on their return to the Ryan McBride Brandywell last week with a win over Drogheda United, and they are back at home tonight against bottom side Waterford. Derry have confirmed 21-year-old goalkeeper Tom Norcott has joined the club on loan from Reading until the end of the season, and he will join the squad for tonight's game. The Candy Stripes have also signed Ellis Chapman on a permanent deal from Shelburne. The 25-year-old midfielder has plenty of League of Ireland experience following spells at Tolka Park and previously at Sligo Rovers. Elsewhere in the top flight, league leader Shamrock Rovers go to the Showgrounds to take on Sligo Rovers. Dundalk are in the capital to play Shelburne, and Drogheda United host Bohemians. Manchester United goalkeeper Andre Onana has rejoined Trabzonspor on another season-long loan. He spent the last campaign at the same Turkish side. The one-year loan brings in a fee of £1.3 million based on his performances, but there is no option or obligation to buy, so Onana will return to Old Trafford next summer. Moving on to Gaelic games, there are two games down for decision in Division 2 of the All-County League tonight. Neave Columba play Clonhilly and Fannet Gaels take on Milford. And there are a number of games taking place in the Donegal Hurling Championship this evening. In Group A, Setanta play Burt, St Eunan's face Cairn Donagh, and Buncrana are at home to Sean McCools. Group B sees Letterkenny Gaels play Dunlow, and it is Burt B up against Ira Ballyshannon. Tomorrow, the Donegal Senior Ladies will aim to secure their spot in the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship next year as they play Waterford. Throw-in in that relegation playoff is at 2 o'clock, and we'll have live updates with Willie Hegarty here on Saturday Sport. The capacity of the redeveloped Casement Park looks set to be much smaller than originally planned. Long-awaited works at the Belfast venue recently got underway, but it's reported that a GAA subcommittee have been assessing a scaled-back plan for the project. It had been expected that the capacity would have been 34,500, but it could end up being less than half of that number. In tennis, seven-time champion Novak Djokovic has booked his place in the fourth round of Wimbledon. The Serb defeated Arthur Rinderknecht 3-1, 7-5, 4-6, 6-1, 7-6 to progress. Defending champion Jannik Sinner is also through after he defeated American Jensen Brooksby in straight sets. Four-time major champion Naomi Osaka is through to round four of the women's draw for the very first time after she beat Daria Katsakina in two sets earlier today. In rugby, Ireland captain Dan Sheehan says they're raring to go for tomorrow's Nations Championship opener with Australia. They'll take on Joe Schmidt's Wallabies in Sydney in the first match of their summer campaign. Leinster hooker Sheehan says they are determined to carry on their form from the end of the Six Nations.
It's probably been a team in a few campaigns now where we've had a slow start and built nicely through it. So a big focus has been on making sure we continue that form from the end of the Six Nations. And I think we've got the tone of the week right. Obviously, we have to wait and see tomorrow, but I'm fizzing to go, and my head feels pretty clear and free, which is the way you want to be as a player these days. So, hopefully, all good.
Finally, for this evening in motorsport, Kyle McBride and William Creighton are taking part in the ERC Rally Roma Capitale this weekend. The first of 11 stages gets underway tonight. That's all from the sports desk for this evening, but don't forget to tune in for live updates from the Harps game from 7:45. Donna Marie.
Thanks, Mark, August, and Nish. And note, they call him Fairter.
Seymour Mahas a column for Edward and Shall in the brief guilty. Sholo Drecht, Trolling Chi, Lahai, Planala, Tihiak, the Cantor Giltuk, it was Cantor Tuhe, and Charton Shaw. Taharak Sulgunyanhi, na Trolling Chi Ura, Kodjdin a Konstaki avi o scores. Muncher Nigeltuk, O he of Planala Changa, J. A Kansu. Is a priv I'm a wretches free Planal Nashunta, na Nismo Lanunahas, a curter foil, the Muncher Natuhe. August Muncher Nigeltukta, a ta amon planala, tihi octa. Taharak sul fast to go may ni small a tihi ura toka. August go may a viochan kosha ober a mask pobble, toiha fodna chira. Be eragomus or hushin a bowail off cha coni a hogal reactinus atula haspinch. August be ni small salub hukta on the rini at a comus or who a couple of fakola lurch. Torch fuhu e gantar geltukta tibishti the kuig bliana. Lady he o jaim liana. Bes rianta planala cantihe de ubrihe at a loni he sigeltukta, August e gantar toihe komai. Hannig aboard Forrest na Gaeilge le chéile don céad uair an oifigí uaire na hagraíochta i lár Mhéal Forestia de haoine seo thart, rinneadh plé ar an mór thuarascáil taighde, Jaime Liana a chur an síos ar Comas, úsáid agus dhearcaí ar eile na hÉireann i leith na Gaeilge le méadú tagtha ar an tacaíocht don Gaeilge ar fud na tíre. Léirí an tarthaí an taighde go bhfuil éilimh láidir ar Gaeil Leidgeachas, chomh maith le tacaíocht fór le han dá a meascam phobal agus go gréidean mór chuid daoine ó chuí agus ó dheis gur an géal scolaíochta a chur ar fáil na háiteanna a bhfuil a éilimh an. Tá breis agus seaca an teachta dála agus seanadóirí a tar éis freistal ar an ócáid seaas de céadaine seo le chlóisteil an phobal ar mórceiste na preinethe na Gaeilge agus na Gaeltachta. Tá seaas le abhchuideachta na Gael a agra go bliain túil i chanú na Gaeilge chun de seo chóirt do phobal na Gaeilge agus na Gaeltachta ceiste na muoinithe, pólasaithe agus tacaíochta don teanga a phlé ar bhain áitiúil agus náisiúnta. Cuirthir tús le féle nélí a fadaí báil tróna aniu an anagara le himeachtaí a reachtal a ríchan deirú seaachtainne. Ceoltúir agus áraní a bhí an nélí fadaí báil a d'imir tionnathair áirithe ar hebhras agus éireacht ceol san iarthuaisceart deanth ranga a agrú ar a d'éithiú chlog maidí na mara ag thala an pharaiste in anagara. Agus chuireann an chóirle aidithe scéalteachta agus scéal scolaíochta curu rabh iaratas ó haidúirí ar bhaidh lofa doctoracht a dhéanamh buinean an ofrail le taighde atá dhéanamh ar ábhairt saniúla a bhainean le mí chumas riachtanas teagas agus deachhlaachtas agus cóthathú in airneola na dtithis tá chur sparantachta 5,000 euro an cion ar fáil agus de gaholas ag cog bunk IE. Sin mo thuid se eile go léir slán agus bannach.
Thanks Colin. Looking now to the weather forecast, mostly cloudy with scattered rain, drizzle and mist, light to moderate southwest winds. Tonight will be cloudy with patchy rain, drizzle and mist along with some hill fog. Lowest temperatures of 12 to 14 degrees. To conclude this evening's news, look back at today's main stories. Three men have been found not guilty of murdering journalist Lyra McKee in Derry. She was shot dead while reporting on riots in April of 2019. 58-year-old Paul McIntyre of Kells Walk, Peter Kavanagh, who's 38 and from Mary Street, and 25-year-old Jordan Gareth Devine from Bishop Street, all in Derry, have been acquitted of a joint enterprise murder charge. Over €94,000 has been raised for a Killybegs family of eight who lost all their belongings after their home was destroyed in a fire on Thursday the 26th of June. A GoFundMe for the Gattons family is set to close on July 11th as the €100,000 target draws closer. Women in the Northwest are still unable to access medical abortions at their local maternity hospitals. A new HSC report shows just 1 in 10 GPs across the country have signed up to provide medical abortion care. The report covering 2019 to 2025 comes shortly after the Dáil voted to remove the mandatory 3-day waiting period for medical abortions. And finally, unions for public sector workers are preparing potential industrial action ballots, they say, over the failure to establish new pay talks. Last week, exploratory talks took place, but the Irish Congress of Trade Unions says it told government officials it didn't believe there was a viable basis for official discussions. The unions also say pay has fallen behind prices and inflation, and it's also denied setting preconditions for talks. That's all for now from the newsroom. Back with more at 7 o'clock.
The obituary notices this Friday evening, July the 3rd. The death is taking place of Jacqueline Bradley, 4, Grantia Road, Buncrana. House private today. Remains will repose at a residence with viewing tomorrow from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Celebration of the life service for Jacqueline will take place at 3 p.m. on Sunday in the Lake of Shadows Hotel, Buncrana. Private cremation will take place at Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan at 2 p.m. on Tuesday. Family flowers only please, donations if desired to the Irish Heart Foundation, care of any family member or McLaughlin and McLaughlin funeral directors. The death has taken place of Bridget Kelly, name McDade, 1 Beechwood Avenue, Letterkenny, reposing at her late residence until Rosary at 9 o'clock tonight, and again tomorrow from 1 o'clock until Rosary at 9 o'clock. Family time, please, after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass on Sunday at 12 noon in St Eunice Cathedral, Letterkenny, which can be viewed at churchservices.tv. Burial afterwards in Conwell Cemetery in the family plot. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred of Susan Duffy, Neil Vesey, Temple Moyle, Coldaff, and formerly of Boston, Massachusetts. Susan's remains are reposing at the family home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for 10:30 a.m. Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Aha Clay, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Carndonagh Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of John McCarran, 12, St Eunan's Terrace, Raphoe. John is reposing at his late residence until 10 p.m. tonight. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Eunan's Church, Raphoe, followed by private cremation. The funeral mass may be viewed online via the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Kelly's Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Chris Johnson, Ballynahona, Kilkenny, Mallon. Chris's remains will repose at his home today until 9 p.m. with a one-way system in operation. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20 a.m. for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Aha Clay, followed by burial in Lag Cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Steam Preservation Society, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Mary Kelly, Garvan, Clohan. Mary is reposing at her home until rosary at 9 p.m. tonight. Removal from her home tomorrow at 12:15 p.m. for Requiem Mass at 1 p.m. in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, with burial afterwards in Kiltavoke Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Elizabeth Lily Coyle, Tully Connell, Kindrum, Fanid. Her remains are reposing at her late residence with rosary at 9 p.m. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Fanavolte, for funeral mass at 11 a.m. Funeral mass can be viewed live on Scott Funeral Director's Facebook page. Donations, if desired, to Tammany Comfort Fund, care of any family member, or Scott Funeral Directors. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.